Chapter 4. A Party at the Olympics. I can't believe how quickly the time has passed since the training camp in Belarus ended. Now I'm sitting in my room at the Hall of Residence, waiting for the Olympic Games to begin. This is the most important week in my gymnastics career, probably in my entire life. I miss Andrew a lot. Ben has taken our mobile phones because we need to concentrate only on the competition. I'm not in contact with Andrew, but I know he's in the city somewhere, waiting for the big day, like all of us. Mum and Dad are also in the city. They're staying at a hotel near the Olympic Village. It's hard to be away from everyone. I depend so much on their love and support. But I'm lucky because Becky is here with me. I've spoken to many of the girls from the other team since I arrived here. We've got a lot in common. It's also exciting to learn about life in other countries. We're all going to compete against each other in a few days. But we're still friendly. Except for Estelle Lorraine, the arrogant French girl. She's my greatest rival, and I really don't like her. She always talks about how important it is to get a gold medal. She'll do anything to win. Tomorrow morning, a few of us are having a medical examination. We're going to be tested by the Olympic doctors to see if we've taken drugs to help us do better in the competitions. Ben isn't permitted to accompany me to the examination because he's a male, so Hillary, one of the female trainers, will go in his place. I don't mind, because I know Hillary and I feel comfortable with her. Suddenly, Becky comes into the room. The girls on our floor are going up to the roof for a few hours, she says. One of the girls in the French team has convinced the guard to give us the key. Do you want to come? I don't know, I answer. I don't think so. I prefer to go to bed early. But Becky really wants to go. Please come, it'll be fun, she says. And we all need to relax a little before the competition. In the end, she convinces me. Okay, I'll go with you, but only for a short time, I tell her. Thanks, Kate, you're the best, says Becky. Go up to the roof, I'll be there in a minute. I go to the roof alone, and I'm surprised to see some of the girls drinking alcohol there. How can they do that the night before the medical examination? An athlete shouldn't drink alcohol under normal circumstances. But during the week of the Olympics, I just don't understand it. Becky soon comes up to the roof with two big bottles of water. One for each of us. Take this, she says. Don't let anybody convince you to drink alcohol. How can these girls drink alcohol? I ask. Hillary once explained it to me, answers Becky. There are two kinds of athletes, Olympians and Olympic tourists. The Olympians are here to win, but the other athletes, the Olympic tourists, will never win, and they know that. They're just here for the experience, it's obvious. So they don't care if they can't compete? I ask. That's right, answers Becky. We decide to stay on the roof for half an hour just to be sociable, and then we plan to disappear. Suddenly, Estelle takes out her mobile phone and starts to talk quietly to somebody. She's lucky. Her trainer lets her and the other girls in the French team keep their mobile phones and talk to anybody they want to, I think to myself. Maybe Estelle's talking to Mimi, the girl from her room. I don't think Mimi is here yet. She's as ambitious as Estelle and not very pleasant. I hope she won't come and ruin this evening. Half an hour later, we're still on the roof. Becky tells us stupid Olympic jokes, and soon we're all laughing hysterically. I'm starting to enjoy myself, releasing some of the tension caused by the intensive training. Estelle is sitting very quietly on the side. This is strange, since she usually likes being the centre of attention. Then Estelle's trainer, Monique, comes and sits beside her. Maybe she's going to tell Estelle to leave, I think to myself. Monique talks to Estelle for a few minutes. Then I think, Estelle is probably just worried about the competition, and Monique is trying to calm her. But to my surprise, Monique gets up and comes to sit beside me. She talks about how beautiful it is in the Olympic Village and how exciting it is to be here. So, what do you think, Kate? She asks. Is your team going to win? She seems to be trying to get information from Estelle's competitors, and I answer her politely. I'm happy because she obviously sees me as one of Estelle's greatest rivals. Then, she continues to sit beside me for about 10 minutes. She's only doing this to be nice, I think to myself. Soon I forget about her and enjoy Becky's jokes. She's very funny tonight. Becky and I stay for an hour, and then I begin to feel a little ill. So we return to our room. By 10:30 p.m, I'm feeling very ill. So I get into bed. It's just nerves, says Becky. I need some medicine, but I don't take anything because I don't want it to affect my medical examination the next day.